This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Democrat Yadira Caraveo is headed to victory in Colorado's new 8th congressional district. Republican State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer called Caraveo to concede the race Wednesday night. Andrew Bean is a Welby resident and canvassed for Caraveo during her campaign.
I like Yadira. I've known her for a few years now, and I think she'd be a good congressperson.
Caraveo is the first Latina to represent Colorado in Congress. With a lot of votes in various races still waiting to be counted, Republicans have not yet captured enough seats to gain control of the U.S. House of Representatives. However, early numbers show they are still likely to win a majority. Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette says if Kevin McCarthy becomes the next House Speaker, he would have a tough time shepherding the GOP caucus.
I think it's going to be very difficult for Kevin McCarthy to get any kind of consensus with this unruly bunch.
DeGette has served in both the minority and majority. She expects Republicans to hold a lot of oversight hearings in the next Congress, but she's also hopeful that they will work on bipartisan legislation too. Proposition 122 is headed towards victory. Opponents of the measure to legalize psychedelic mushrooms conceded on Wednesday. Proponents declared a win shortly thereafter. The proposition does not allow for storefront sales, but it does create a path for licensed healing centers where people can consume in a regulated setting. As of midnight yesterday, almost 2.5 million votes had been counted across Colorado. 63% of active voters turned out for that midterm race, and that figure will climb over the next few days. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. It is 2:06, and coming up, we're listening to Fresh Air.